Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Area law enforcement agencies are looking for an Arborvita woman who is reported missing. A statewide silver alert has been issued for 78-year-old Mary Lee Hovland. Vilas County Sheriff's Captain Gerard Ritter reports Hovland is said to have dementia. She left her home in Arborvita without shoes and without her purse or medications. She left in a 2010 Ford Fusion Silver with Wisconsin registration of 944-TSN. Officials say she is possibly headed to Indiana or Michigan. Previously, Hovland had left and her vehicle was found near Crandon. Hovland is 5'5", 200 pounds, with gray hair and green eyes. She was wearing a blue shirt and shorts with no shoes. If you have information on the location of Mary Lee Hovland, contact the Vilas County Sheriff's Department at 715-479-4441. The members of the Oneida County Tourism Council have picked up a state joint effort marketing grant to find out more information about why tourists come here and stay here. On hand at the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce was Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett to present a check for more than $39,000.
When a brand rings true, they're drawn to it. You know, our brand is fun. Well, here in Oneida County, they're going to be learning what are all the factors that make this area unique, what draws people to it. And when you hit the right nerve and people give you honest information, and then you can do your advertising based on that, it's just a win-win.
Klett said a few years ago the Department of Tourism got away from the many slogans they had used for years and rebranded their efforts based around the simple theme of fun. She says since they changed the brand, they're up 35%. Klett says last year, travel expenditures in the state were $20 billion. Oneida County Tourism Council President Crystal Westfall says the money will go strictly for branding Oneida County.
What that means is we're going to be doing research based on the visitors that are coming here. We want to find out what they love, what their attractions are that they come to see when they come to Oneida County. We're looking to really wrap our brand around what they love and then use that to reach out to new travelers with that information.
Westfall says local residents have an idea why tourists come here, but they could be coming here for entirely different reasons. She says they've already been doing surveys of recent visitors, with the next segment focusing on digital visitors. Westfall says the Tourism Council had to match the state check, totaling nearly $80,000 for research. And in other news, donations are still needed for a program that enables third grade students to get some Christmas presents for family that they normally would not be able to get. The Shop with a Cop program finds Rhinelander police and fire departments taking 20 students shopping. Officer Chad Brown coordinates the program.
Police officers and firefighters take either underprivileged kids or kids that are having difficulties with certain things, you know, in their home life or their personal life. We take them out Christmas shopping. I guess the program developed with kids that didn't have a lot of economic means, or their families did not have a lot of economic means to get them presents for Christmas.
Officer Brown says Burger King is offering breakfast for the students, police, and firefighters involved in the program. After breakfast, it's off to Walmart, where each child gets $100 to buy presents. When done, the presents are wrapped back at the police and fire station. Brown says anyone who wants to help out financially is welcome.
The program is fully funded by community donations. Without the community's help, we could not have this program. Any community member or business would like to donate to Shop with a Cop, they can either bring their donation to the Rhinelander Police Department or mail it to the Rhinelander Police Department, make any checks payable to the Rhinelander Professional Police Association, care of Officer Brown. All donations will be applied to the Shop with a Cop program.
The department is collecting donations until December 1st. Brown thanked the community for the donations so far. And more than two dozen Wisconsin counties are suing many of the major pharmaceutical companies, saying they're responsible for the nation's opioid overdose epidemic. Five lawsuits filed today by 28 Wisconsin counties say local governments, health, and law enforcement services have been strained to the breaking point because of widespread opioid abuse. The lawsuit seeks unspecified monetary damages from Purdue Pharma, Johnson & Johnson, Endo Health Solutions, Incorporated, and subsidiaries of the companies. And the state of Wisconsin is mailing postcards this week to registered voters who have moved recently. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says the cards are being sent out to ensure the integrity of voting in Wisconsin. Voters who have moved should re-register at their new address. They can register online at My Vote Wisconsin website. Forecast for tonight, clear, low 17, Wednesday, sunny, high near 35. Wednesday night, snow showers, about an inch of snow possible, low 18. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 19. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.